This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burmant with news for Tuesday, January 7th, 2020. The Port Townsend City Council appointed Michelle Sandoval as mayor during its first meeting of the year on Monday night. The Port Townsend mayor office is a two-year position, although the last three mayors have served two consecutive terms. Sandoval, who is in her fifth four-year council term, will break that tradition because she says this will be her final term on the council. Sandoval previously served two terms as mayor from 2010 to 2014. Sandoval steps in as the voice of experience, saying that such a voice is necessary in this transitional time. Several department heads are nearing retirement, and the city faces significant housing and infrastructure challenges, as well as a redrawing of the fire district. After listing these issues in a conversation with KPTZ, Sandoval acknowledged that every modern time period is transitional. Still, she says she will step aside when her term ends in 2021 to make way for new voices. Although there are now three council members under the age of 40, a lack of diversity still exists on the council. Sandoval said the $500 monthly stipend that council members receive discourages many from running, as few who run a business can devote 20 hours a week for what is essentially volunteer work. It takes a certain type of business owner, like herself and attorney David Faber, to juggle these responsibilities. In order to get more candidates to run for council, Sandoval said, the salary must increase, but she is aware that any such proposal will be wildly opposed by certain members of the community. Sandoval's appointment was a surprise to some, as early reports indicated that Vice Mayor Faber was in line for the top job. Faber expressed interest in the position but took himself out of the running due to his mother's health. Being mayor, he said, took second place to family concerns. He told KPTZ that he wanted to be involved in the higher levels of city government, but that will have to wait. So looking ahead, Faber might be a natural successor to Sandoval in 2 years. Faber was reelected as deputy mayor by a 5-2 margin. Opposition came from the two newly elected council members, Monica McHager and Owen Rowe. McHager nominated Rowe for the deputy mayor position, which only she and Rowe supported. Sandoval said her term as mayor will not only be shorter but more collaborative. In recent years, the mayor has taken on an increase in ceremonial duties, but she hopes to delegate these obligations to other council members. She also will allow all council members greater involvement in day-to-day procedures. On the county side, the Jefferson County Board of Commissioners selected South County Commissioner Greg Brotherton as its chair for the coming year. Brotherton takes the gavel after 1 year on the board and will serve during a time when both the other commissioners, Kate Dean and David Sullivan, presumably will run for re-election. Traditionally, commissioners have avoided serving as chair in years when they are seeking an additional term. KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant reminding you that it is never too early to start running for city council or the County Board of Commissioners.